Thank you, Madam Chair. I too welcome the high-level delegation and commend your outstanding experts, Hiroko Akizuki, whose calm and consummate command of international law is admirable, and also her predecessor, Yoko Hayashi, who is still a respected mentor. I commend your achievements and advances and commitment of learners in the state party against your fifth basic plan. However, I'd like us to discuss some issues this morning. The first is the horizontal subject segregation, which still exists and against your international stature. The share of females in physical sciences is 28% and 15% in engineering. Would you consider using temporary special measures? And have you since the last concluding observations? With what impact? I also turn to the vertical segregation in universities and graduate schools, where women constitute about 26% of teaching staff and almost 18% of professors. Again, how have temporary special measures been used? And why is there such a delay in closing this gap in education? Information is that many women work as part-time lecturers. Would like to ask the state party what the impact is on their career progression. And is there any study as to what prevents them from taking up full-time lectureship positions? Turning to tests and measurements, the extreme competitiveness of the educational system, though commendable, has concerned us a bit, especially in relation to its impact on female learners. Here again, we'd like to ask whether any study has been commissioned in this respect. I turn to the 2018 unfair gender treatment of female applicants in examination scores to medical universities, which you have addressed in your response to a list of issues in paragraph 57. What measures were taken beyond the token amount paid? And looking at just supposing this against the low take up of female doctors in Japan, did you consider, again, temporary special measures in the forms of grants, scholarships, mentorships, and customized studies to ensure that they completed medical school? I turn to textbooks and stereotypes. Reports indicate that textbooks are still stereotyped, depicting women as wives, mothers, and grandmothers in household affairs and family care, and their work as supplementary to that of men. On the issue of comfort women, we know the information in your reply to the list of issues that textbooks in Japan are produced by private publishers. So the judgment as to what kind of historical issues should be included or how they should be described in the textbook is left to them. How then does the state party ensure standardization and accuracy of information? And when was the last textbook's audit? And how was discriminatory matters dealt with, especially vis-a-vis the publishers? CEDAW recommends review of history textbooks and to ensure that the narratives, roles, and contributions of women are adequately reflected. As to the teaching conditions of women, we learn that they work approximately 11 hours. And so many of them take home work and take extensive sick leaves, and there's no overtime pay. How many male teachers are in the primary school? And what gaps are there to close this anomaly so that female teachers work in a more amenable atmosphere? The classroom experience of out-of-wedlock children due to the registration system is also a matter of concern. And the fact that derogatory comments are sometimes made about them by teachers. Does the teacher training specifically address this verbal and psychological violence? I have indeed noted paragraph 66 of your review of your response to a list of issues, but does the gender training influence these kind of comments about non-conventional families? Similarly to girls in foster care, we hear that also their progression is also truncated as a result of the trauma they have suffered. How are they dealt with regarding counseling? Madam Chair, please just give me half a minute to deal with comprehensive sexuality education, which we note in your paragraph 65. Teachers face difficulties because the language is heavily censored and they cannot use some expressions, and the duration is only 3 hours or very limited, and senior officials speak publicly against this, creating a chilling environment. Would you adopt CEDAW's standard, which talks about mandatory, age-appropriate, rights-based education, sexuality education, addressing issues of power and responsible sexual behavior? And finally, as regards violence in schools, what plans are there to address bullying faced by the LGBT community and to adopt educational programs to address artificial intelligence-driven gender-based violence against women and girls? I thank you, and thank you, Madam Chair.